Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to Day 30 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is Plentiful Redemption. Randy Alcorn once said, "The cost of redemption cannot be overstated. The wonders of grace cannot be overemphasized." And Charles Spurgeon once said, "The heart of the gospel is redemption, and the essence of redemption is the substitutionary sacrifice of Christ." Our text for today is Psalm 130, verse 7. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption. Redemption is a key theme found throughout the New Testament. Biblical redemption is purchasing the rescued or recovery of a person. Specifically, redemption means setting someone free by paying a price. It is associated with the terms of ransom and deliverance. Theologically, redemption refers to Jesus' death on the cross. When our sinless Savior died, he paid the penalty for our sins. He took the place we deserved and paid the price none of us could afford to purchase our salvation. What we had all lost because of sin, Jesus bought back through his final sacrifice on the cross. Jesus rescued through redemption. Redemption was a key theme in the Old Testament, powerfully pictured before the cross. The nation of Israel was founded on the principle of redemption. God redeemed Israel from bondage in Egypt. He gave them the Passover to remember their redemption and celebrate his deliverance. Psalm 130 is a psalm of ascent. The songs of ascent are a group of 15 psalms from Psalm 120 to 134, sung by God's people as they journeyed to Jerusalem to attend reminders such as the Passover. These psalms are extremely helpful for our spiritual journey because they are powerful reminders of God's redemptive power. The songs of ascent can help us find hope amid the trials of this life. In Psalm 130, the psalmist calls out to God from the depths of despair, desperately hoping God will hear. Psalm 130, 1 through 2 reads, "Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy." The psalmist then expresses his hope in God's word. It is this hope that gives him strength to wait in the Lord. Psalm 135 and 6 reads, "I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning." Now we come to our verse for today's devotion, Psalm 137. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption. The psalmist had a rich spiritual heritage to draw hope from. He knew that there is steadfast love found in a relationship with the Lord. This hope in the past brought him spiritual renewal in the present. The psalmist then turns his focus to God's redemption. He says that with him is plentiful redemption. As if one redemption wasn't enough, God's redemption is plentiful. Plentiful is the Hebrew word rabbah, found 230 times in the Old Testament. This word can mean to become many, numerous, to make large, to become great, and to bring in abundance. John Phillips writes, "The expression plenteous redemption reminds God's people that he has a thousand ways to rescue those who put their trust in him. His patience and mercy had not been exhausted by the nation's long and persistent rebellion. Confession and contrition would soon open the floodgates of his loving kindness." Israel had witnessed God's redemption on multiple occasions. Every time it seemed hopeless, God rescued them and set them free. God gave his people plentiful redemption. He rescued them from slavery, gave them multiple victories over their enemies, and brought them to the land he had promised them. In Psalm 130, the psalmist hoped for a future redemption for God's people. He knew that God brings redemption in abundance. As God's children, we can place that same hope in God because He has plentiful redemption. So, make Psalm 130 personal to you today. Oh, believer, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with Him is plentiful redemption. Please take a few moments to consider the following questions. How does God's steadfast love connect to His plentiful redemption? How can the abundance of God's redemption renew your hope in Him today? And finally, read Psalm 131 through 8. Imagine singing these words as you journey to Jerusalem to celebrate the memory of all that God has done. Write down everything in this psalm that gives you hope today in Jesus. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you have a blessed day.